think one of the most awesome things a person can do is to make a difference in somebody else's life. Amen? I mean, it just, I don't know, as we come to know the Lord more and more, we realize we have everything that we need in Him. And to be able to do something for someone else, is just what a blessing that is. I remember sharing last week, I was rejoicing about Sister Opal. You know, she gave her life to Christ here in the ministry, but she gave her life to Christ before we started keeping close records. That's how old she is, huh? No. I believe it was like 2007, I think it was, Bob. And right where Bonnie is, I remember during an altar call, Kathy Snyder was with her and lifted her up and helped her up, and she received Jesus Christ as her Savior and Lord. And I can't tell you how many cookies since then that she made in the name of the Lord. And I remember the time we had Vacation Bible School. We went in with the church out on 541. You remember the name of the church?
Yeah.
In 2010. And just an awesome time. And today to have a confidence that she's in the presence of the Lord right now, Bob.
Missionary Alliance.
Oh, we had a hoot. Oh, she had a good time making all the. She made cookies every day. Who else helped with that? That was the same year that, well, later on after, it was a week after the Bible school when I ended up going to Cleveland. Yeah. But she would make fire hydrants and, what did you all made? Matchsticks and stuff, our cookies. Whatever the thing was that day, she'd make cookies to match it, you know. So, an awesome thing, you know. Well, yeah. It's something of that nature, you know. And I know roughly we served about 285,000 meals through Shepherd Christian Assembly. Isn't that awesome? It's just amazing. And I don't remember every meal I've ever served here. But I can remember a meal that I was serving on April the 12th, 2018. And, of course, during the meal, we would always share the gospel. And I had a gentleman coming in, and he would eat and listen to me. I remember, I know exactly when it was. We keep really good records now. We do. And I remember standing right here. When this gentleman by the name of Jeff Mobley stood up, he walked over to me. You were here that day? He walked over to me and says, "Pastor, what do I got to do to be saved?" He had been hearing the gospel, and his bride had been praying for him. And we stood right here, and he accepted Jesus Christ as his Savior and Lord. Oh, my. Then, huh? Oh, yeah. And then on August the 26th, the smile on your face, Becky, I mean, your ear about popped out with a sudden, as Jeff was baptized. Oh, wow. Awesome. You sure that's what your daddy did. Then a year later, you and your two brothers, during a service, Mom and Dad wasn't even here. You came on your own. And you all three gave your life to Jesus. Praise God. Now, I know I cannot take away the pain from Daddy being gone here on earth and your husband. But I can tell you the joy that he has right now being in the presence of the Lord. And I just pray that knowing the joy that your dad, your husband has right now will help bring some type of peace to you. And comfort. Because soon, as we keep our eyes on the Lord, soon we'll be reunited again. Amen. And many of you here have testimonies of loved ones in 2020 you lost. Mama, Marty, I can't remember all, but and as we enter 2021, we think, oh man, if 2020 is going to be considered the good old days, what's 2021 going to be? Well, I believe he spoke earlier, the Son. be the year of the sun, S-O-N. And so I just asked Carol to share this song. Maybe it would be a song you can sing every morning if you want to. Remind yourself how you can go through, because I'm telling you, the differences that Christ has made in our lives and the differences that Christ in you have made in the lives of other people, that can get us through one more day, amen? One more day. So Carol, if you would share with us.
God sent His Son, they call Him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive. He bled and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all my fear is gone.
Day. Hallelujah. And it's always been based upon the truth. Amen?
Amen.
Yes. The truth. The truth. If it's not the truth, it can't do what God's purpose is to do. Now, I just stand here, and many of you probably read already, but I'm celebrating my 21st birthday as a Christian. I got born last night at 6:35 p.m. 2000, yes. January 2nd. And I tell you, what brought me there was because I had a pastor that would tell me the truth. Amen? He didn't sugarcoat it. He had no trouble telling a lieutenant, hey, you're going to hell in your sins. Always thought that took guts, I look back. You ever get scared around people with authority? Or nervous, maybe? Yes. Wow. I think we all have been. But is the truth the truth? And didn't the Bible say the truth will set you free? Amen. Didn't Jesus say, I am the way, the truth, and the life? Amen. Man, no one comes to the Father except through me. To love someone enough to share the truth, no matter what the consequences was. Think of that. I mean, he could say, listen, your sins is going to send you to hell. And you know what I could have done? Next time I was at work, sat down there on 16, wait for Jim Gross to come through and give him a ticket. I mean, in those days, the vehicle he drove, I could find some reason to tow his car, you know. Either the muffler's dragging, or you don't have a muffler, you know. Isn't that right, Brother Bob? You remember Jim? Yeah, you worked with him. But he risked all that for the love that he had for me through Jesus Christ. Amen. To stand tall and share that. And praise God, I received that. Now, it's always the truth. It's the truth that we want to hear from people, right? We want people to stand for what they believe in, amen? Not to waver, but to stand. And if you read your bulletin, I've come to you asking you, if you would this week, pray with me and fast if you can. Because of what's taking place this week. On the 6th of January, we got a meeting to take place. They're going to determine the election of 2020. Now, myself, when I can view and listen to and all the information I can get, we had quite a lot of corruption take place in the 2020 election. And I'm being political with you. I'm not saying Democrat, Republican. We see the swamp, we've got all floating in there. But I personally believe there have been some underhanded things going on. I personally believe it's the grace of God that we get to see that. I personally believe, as we went before the Lord these last 9 months, praying and fasting and seeking His face and turning from our wicked ways and letting God examine us, that He brought the remnant, He brought the church back where He wanted. And He promised us that He would heal our land. And I believe He has exposed what needs to be healing. He's exposed what has taken place. But now I believe it's in our hands. God has done all that He can do. But now it's in the hands of humans. If you know what the right thing to do, should you do it?
Yes.
Okay. I get you. And what I'm asking you to do, I'm asking you to pray for our representatives. I'm asking you to pray for them. I'm asking you to pray for strength, for boldness. You have representatives in Congress, in the House, that you sent. Should they represent you? Okay. They should. Amen. Are they representing you? Okay. Okay. How many of y'all called them? How many have called your senator, your representative, emailed them, say, listen, this is what I want you to do. I saw two hands. I know I got one back here for sure. My wife emailed, calls all the time for us. In fact, I think I know her by, oh, here's that Lawrence woman again, you know. But we're not afraid to at least share, you know. Because kind of like when they get something from us, they're getting something from a retired cop, a pastor, retired school teacher. And so they're getting like you got ideas. Now, we always want to say why we do what we do. Now, I'm just going to show you the influence that you can have. Because I can call my representative and say, man, I really think you should vote this way. I truly believe that life is very important. I think we should protect it. And so they can take a stand for that. And he said, well, are you sure you represent your district? Well, I don't know. I had a retired cop, school teacher, and a pastor call and tell me. And no one else did. See, if they're going to represent you, they need to hear from you. Amen? Understand, don't be afraid because you have a title. Understand, they work for us. Okay? And so I truly encourage you to make sure they know how you feel. Now, we have one that we send to all the time. Thank you for your opinion, but your opinion and mine does not line up the same. Okay? But at least we got a voice and we speak. Okay? As you call, as you send, you pray over it and let it go. But we have people that's going to be standing up on the 6th of January to make a declaration of one way or the other. Now, if they don't represent us, if they say, well, no, I don't see any fraud, or I'm not going to vote against, I say accept the election the way it is, and then your representative, and they're not standing for you, they're standing against your country, how many think that's treason?
That's treason.
Okay. Because they took an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States. Amen? To protect it. Not to write the laws. Not to change the laws. But here they are. Protect them. Isn't that what they should do? Okay. So, God, I'm going to put this for a second. Boom! How many of you here right now are guilty of treason to the cross of Jesus Christ? So I ask you this, and you're being honest, all of us, why? Why are you treasonous to the cross of Jesus Christ? You know, you are His ambassador, you're His representative. Amen? What's that? Wait. Now, hang on a second. I love this. Hope you guys don't matter if we go back and forth here today. Because you're not perfect. Well, why do you expect your representative to be perfect when you send them there, you pay for them, but now you think that you don't have to be perfect in the eyes of God?
Well, you should be perfect in the eyes of God, but we're not.
Okay. Okay, but did He redeem you from your sins? Okay. So do we use that crutch today that we're not perfect, so I go ahead and sin, do we? Now, I'm a representative, you know. Come on, this is part of the message, okay? I was hoping people would speak up today, really seriously, because He wants to bring this to light for us. And Aaron, I'm glad you're so honest. Have you ever been around people and you did not represent Jesus Christ the way you should have? Why? I'll tell you why. We're human. We're scared. We don't want to be rejected. I mean, can you imagine? I'm going to
I'm going to pick on this table right here. You're all sinners, you know. I mean, you're just really bad sinners, okay? Here I am. I represent Jesus. And boy, I love Jesus, but man, if I tell you about the Lord, if I share the gospel, the truth, you might keep grapes on the table. I want to eat. I want to eat, man. You know? So I just, I'm intimidated. Okay? But, if we have a larger table to eat at, there's four of them, and there's six of us who believe. I'm not intimidated now. I say, hey, listen, God loves you, but that sin that you're in, if you don't get out of it, it's going to cost you everything. Amen? See the boldness I have? And so, folks, I want you to think about that when we think about our representative, guys. You got to understand, they're being threatened. Some got death threats. Some are receiving pictures of grandkids saying, listen, if you love them, you'll drop this. See the intimidation that they're going through? Can you imagine going through that? It's the same thing I think that you all go through as a Christian. Intimidation from other people. Well, I don't agree with that. Oh, yeah? I mean, if you stand for the Lord and don't waver, how many might have grandkids that ain't going to talk to you again? Or kids? Siblings? Have you ever compromised just to keep them around you? Yeah. I think probably. I mean, we've been honest, yes. What sets the people free? The truth. The truth. In the Word of God is the truth. That's why I say that, seriously, we need to contact, if you believe this way, your representative, your senators, and let them know that they are not alone. To stand for the truth. Doesn't matter what it's going to cost you. Aaron, doesn't matter what it's going to cost you as a Christian, for the gospel, I mean, reality.
Nope.
No. I mean, look at the disciples. Look at the original apostles. Every one of them, except for John, put to death.
Peter,
the one. Yeah, man. Yeah. Peter denied him three times. But look at him. They all believed it so much that wherever they went, it was all about Jesus. And they gathered together and encouraged one another. Look at Paul. Paul was put in prison, and they still communicated with them. They encouraged, brother. And he wrote all the epistles from prison. Because he knew he wasn't alone. I pray for the truth. That the truth will be uplifted. And people will stand on the truth, whatever it might be. And for each one of us to recognize, just look at what's going on in our country right now and allow God to reflect it back into our own lives. That we ourselves are not committing treason to our Lord. We represent Him. Here on earth, amen? Well, what a calling. I mean, to me, on earth, to be elected a representative, a senator, I mean, can you imagine to have people put their trust in you to go to Washington and represent their thoughts and needs of their community? That is a great responsibility, but to me, it's a great honor to know that someone's going to trust you with their lives. And I know we get the idea, who cares? Who cares who goes to Washington? They're going to fill their pockets full of money anyway. But whose fault is that? It can be our fault, right? Because we don't hold them accountable. You know, they work for us. And they need to represent us. And they can't do that if they don't know what we think. Now, we send individuals based upon their essays, what they believe in and stuff, you know. I have my set of standards that if you cross this line here, I'll never have you be my representative. At least I'll never vote for you. Okay? So I pick out one that best represents how I believe. And when they are placed in that power, I try to encourage them, you know. I know this is clear off the subject, but years ago there was a show on television. And it was called, that's the name of it, Hill Street Blues. Anybody remember Hill Street Blues? To me, that is the greatest accurate account of a police life. But I say this, they're going to cancel the show. But the producer director got one letter thanking them for it. And no, it wasn't me. Okay? And they kept it, and that went on for years and years. One person made a difference. And we can do that. Let them know, hey, listen, we want the truth. And we stand with you. And don't be afraid. We are praying for you for safety. I mean, to be have death threats and still willing to go on. And for us, maybe we learn from that ourselves. The apostles beaten, threatened, shut up, shut up. Don't preach the name of Jesus no more. How could they not? Is Jesus real? Is he the way, the truth, and the life? Is he how you can be set free? Does he make a difference in our lives? Did he pay the price for our sin? Did he come to reconcile us to the Heavenly Father? The one who created all things, who gives breath, who gives life? He knows the number of hairs on your head. He knows your name. He knows everything about you. He knows more about you than your government. And that's a lot of stuff. Isn't he worthy of our praise? Isn't he worthy of our dedication, a surrender to him totally? Isn't it? Think of that. So I just want to encourage you today as we look toward others and man, that's treason for the United States of America. Maybe look at ourselves and say, man, I don't want treason. Now, how do the representatives know what you want? You call them, right? You send emails? Or some of you still snail mail, or whatever it is. You're an ambassador of Jesus Christ. How do you know what he wants?
Reading the Bible.
Yes, reading the Bible. That's how he communicates with us. May this think.
Hearing the Bible.
Hearing the Bible, reading the Bible. I even got a Bible today. Look at that. Right here. I mean, you can see. I need more. You represent Christ, but this is how you represent him. Knowing him. How many people know all the promises in the Bible that God offers you? How many people know? I mean, we all know the retirement system, right? We get to go to heaven. But what else is in here? Right. But see, you represent him. So how can you be his ambassador unless we study the word and apply and do it? And I'm telling you, and forsake anything that's not of God. I mean, look how upset we would be today to find out our representative has got ties with China or Russia. Or anybody else out there, the one that you have put in power, that you pay, that you take care of, to find out they sold out to another country, instead of representing, you'd be so upset by allowing the enemy
to get influence in your decisions. Well, that should be the same way today with this here. If it's not of God, it's an enemy coming in to attack what God has established in our lives. We want power. It's in the Word of God being in our life. Forsaking all others. Selling out to Him 100%. That's what we need. And it's dedication to it. As you said earlier, the year of the sun. The S-O-M, may it be that way. We see in here right now the difference the truth has made in our lives. We're all here because somewhere along the line, someone shared the truth with us. Now we have that truth. We have no excuse. But that truth, as Ryan said there to the word he got this morning, come to set us free. Set us free from the past. So, we got to quit dwelling in the past. We got to quit glorifying the past. We got to quit being sad about the past. It's the future. We all can agree, I believe we can, that the outcome between now and January the 20th is going to determine the lives of your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. It's going to have the greatest impact in America since 1776. If truth is upheld, corruption removed, and justice is served, then we give inheritance to our next generations that is worthy to receive. But if corruption prevails, as Americans, we do not leave our generation behind as anything, because there's nothing left as Americans. As Christians, it's a totally different story. The greatest thing we can give our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren is a godly inheritance. And they receive that for courageous men and women that will stand up for the truth of God, who will not waver on it. They continue to pray, to intercede. Those right now you see, they think, man, there's no hope for them. But you know there is hope for them, right? Because of Christ Jesus. We don't listen to the corruption of the devil when he tries to come into our ears and say, man, there is no hope. It's over with for them. No, he's a liar. Understand, he's a liar. He has to be exposed to what he is. And that's what the truth does. The truth exposes the lies of Satan. Jesus tells right from the very beginning, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. But he comes to give us life and give it to us more abundantly. Praise God for that. Praise God. I want to share with this. I want to share the statement here that I've come across. So the Christian will be sure to make enemies. It will be one of his objects to make none. But if doing what is right and believing what is true should cause him to lose every earthly friend, he will regard it as a small loss, since his great friend in heaven will be even more friendly and will reveal himself to him more graciously than ever. You who have taken up his cross, don't you know what your master said? I have come to set a man against his father and a daughter against her mother, and a person's enemies will be those of his own household. Christ is the great peacemaker, but before peace, he brings war. Where the light comes, the darkness must vanish. Where truth is, the lie must flee. Or if it remains, there must be a stern conflict. For the truth cannot and will not lower its standard, and the lie must be trampled underfoot. Again, the truth has to be the truth. It cannot be compromised at all. If you follow Christ, you will have all the dogs of the world yelping at your heels. If you live in such a manner as to stand the test of the last judgment, you can depend upon it that the world will not speak well of you. He who has the friendship of the world is an enemy to God. But if you are true and faithful to the Most High, men will resent your uncompromising commitment. So it is a testimony against their iniquities. You must do the right thing and not fear the consequences. You will need the courage of a lion to pursue a course that turns your best friend into your fierce foe. But for the love of Jesus, you must take your stand. To risk reputation and affliction for the truth's sake is so demanding that to do it constantly, you will need a degree of moral principle that only the Spirit of God can work in you. Do not turn your back like a coward, but play the man. Follow boldly in your master's steps, for he has made his rough journey before you. Better a brief warfare and eternal rest than false peace and everlasting torment. Dear Lord, please equip us with the courage to love our enemies and repent from our faults. Give us courage to take the path that might mean making enemies of our friends, but ultimately brings me closer to you. Help me find willingness to risk reputation for your sake. Help me love you more than anything or anyone on this earth. And Father, we ask these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. The times that we're living in is awesome times. We can make such an impact in this world like never before. But what we just need to do is hold ourselves and others accountable. In Exodus 20:16, the Lord says, "You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor." That's God's word. Otherwise, don't lie. Look how prevalent that is right now. People need to be held accountable for that. Why? Do you want them judged? No, I want them redeemed. If they continue in that lifestyle of lying, they only have one end result. That's everlasting torment in a place called hell. Some have been deceived. And some have got caught up in situations they don't know how to get out of. I think we have a lot of good men and women that go to represent us. We get wrapped up in the things and that what is referred to as the swamp. They realize they can't do what they went to do there because they don't have the power. They're the young people. And so the seniors come around and say, "Hey, well, we help you get this through here, but we need your name on this thing." And they think, "Well, I know I shouldn't sign this, but if I sign this here, Penny and Vicky, it'll help them out back home." So they compromise just a hair. Boom. Now they're on this legislation. Turns out to be terrible. So now they got something on them. And it grows and grows. And pretty soon, I don't think some of them don't even like themselves. How much have they compromised? But they just take a stand. "Hey, listen. I blew it. I came here. I've been deceived. I went against my oath. I'm telling today no more. This day forward, I represent the truth, my people." Isn't that what we want to hear from them? Amen. And if they did that, what would you do? How'd you get back up and falling over? Well, thank you. I'm glad that you understand now. Same way our lives today. Maybe that's us. Maybe that's our walk with the Lord. Man, we compromise just a little bit. And then you grew a little bit more. Now, right now, something's got a hold of you. It hasn't been exposed to the world yet. But the threat is, hey, I'm telling you what, if you take a strong stand for the Lord, I'm telling everybody. Aaron kind of mentioned it earlier. Take that stand, hey, I have sinned. Yes, I've done this. But I'm a follower of Jesus. Father, forgive me. And that's the stance you take to the Lord. I'm not trying to stand up in church here and start testifying what you did. You just draw that line. That's it. No more. I'm not going to be deceived no more. Father, forgive me. My heart wasn't correct. I did it because I wanted this over here. You know what God will do to you? Well, if I can put it this way, this is God in heaven when you do that. All right. Yeah. Come on. Let's keep going. That's what he wants. But I truly believe to the heart of God is a Sanford truth. Point those out that have fallen short. That way they can come to repentance. You all have done things in your lives, at least as kids. You shouldn't have done. And you wait for mom and dad to find out. Woo. Waited and waited. How much easier it would be for you to write to them and say, listen, mom, dad, this is what I did. You know why you didn't do that? Because you had a 1% hope they'd never find out. And you wouldn't have to take the raft. Amen. Amen. We got a testimony back there, don't we? Oh, my. So we just learn from that. To search ourselves. Let God, just let Him guide us. But may our voice be a voice of reasoning, a voice of love. And folks, truly, it is love. When we share out of love the truth to redeem someone and not to condemn them. I'll leave you with this. Remember, we are the judge of no one. There's one judge, and that's Jesus. He has already judged sin and has passed sentence. And the wages of sin, the separation from God now for eternity. That's the judgment. We are obligated as His ambassadors to share His love and His truth. Out of love. I know we can get fired up at times, you get so tired of it, and you say, I'm telling you what, you're going to hell for what you're doing, you understand? You're just going to the hell and burn. Now, that could be the truth, right? But did you hear any love in my life there? Did you hear something kind of judgmental, maybe? Now, even though my words spoken could be correct, you think he'll receive it? No. Hey man, listen, been there. You know, I haven't done what you've done, but I've done this over here. And the Word of God says, man, that's sin. And Jesus says, sin separates Him now for eternity, brother. I'm just going to give you a heads up, man. And He's there to help us and forgive us of our sins. We call upon Him and receive that. He'll give you strength to overcome it. I just love you to share that with you. Probably a better chance of receiving that, right? I would say, did I sow the seed? That shows God's love. Now, His reaction I cannot control, right? He could be in charge of the local bank. I might never get a loan from him again. But is the truth the truth? Didn't Jesus say He'll meet all my needs? Or Paul says, meet all my needs of rich and glory in Christ Jesus? I shared that. Over here would be someone. I shared that before. I threw a guy off our property, cussed out my father-in-law, took God's name in vain. And a property we owned for 15 years, want to build this house. It finally come. He stepped on my property, took, cursed God's name, cussed out my father-in-law. I waited 15 years. I wait 15 more years. Long story short, next day I get a phone call from someplace completely different. I got a different loan. Well, that took place. Phone call. The financing fell through. We can't finance your property. All on the same day. Okay. But they say, call this person. So I called this institution. Got a better loan. Cheaper interest rate. Perfect. God finds a way. Amen. Ours is just to represent Him here with love. With love. It's love that made a difference in my life because of the love of my wife and others who prayed for me, you know. But if you would, this week, just continue to lift up and pray that the men and women would be bold to stand for the truth and that they'd be protected and may their oath that they took bring them back. Now, we know what the truth is, right? But the complete truth on this, I don't know. But I know God does. And I know that we look for truth, and whatever it is, be exposed, and then to deal with that. Amen? Amen. Praise God.